AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt being moved into waters off Yemen, joining a number of other U.S. warships near the country racked by a rebel uprising. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
We have a very keen awareness of all of the maritime activity in that region. We understand where all the ships are in the region, and we're keeping a very close eye on them. It's too soon now to speculate about the future.
The U.S. Navy has been beefing up its presence amid reports that a convoy of Iranian supply ships is heading toward Yemen, possibly carrying arms for that rebel group. Some 50 protesters hit the streets of Baltimore today, demanding the arrest of police officers who arrested 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who suffered a severe unexplained spinal injury while in custody. He died 5 days after that injury. AP's Juliet Linderman has more.
People were very curious as to why Mr. Gray was stopped. Of course, now that we have the charging document, we know that it was because of the switchblade, but the police had not previously mentioned anything about a weapon. But people were also just disturbed by the process. A lot of the protesters want the police officers involved to be arrested in advance of the investigation being wrapped up.
A South Carolina newspaper takes one of journalism's top honors.
The Charleston Post and Courier got the Pulitzer Gold Medal for public service for a series on why death rates among women are so high in South Carolina. The prize board said the series put the issue on the state's public agenda. Pulitzer Prizes also went to the Seattle Times for breaking news on the Washington landslide, to the Washington Post for national reporting. Bloomberg News won its first Pulitzer for explanatory reporting. The Los Angeles Times won two, and the New York Times won three, sharing the investigative prize with the Wall Street Journal and winning for international reporting and feature photography for its Ebola coverage. Warren Levinson, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 208. This is AP Radio News. Six young men from Somalia immigrant community in Minnesota have been arrested after plotting to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State group. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger says too many people in his state are being convinced to join those terror groups.
We have a terror recruiting problem in Minnesota. And this case demonstrates how difficult it is to put an end to recruiting here.
At least one young Minnesota man has been killed while fighting with the Islamic State group. More than 20 others made their way to Somalia to join a terrorist group there. A 26-year-old woman has been arrested for planting a cricket on her plate at a restaurant in North Carolina. Media outlets report the woman, after complaining about the cricket, left her wallet on the table. A restaurant manager says he saw a bag of crickets in it. An employee wrote down her tag number when she and her son left without paying. The manager says now he'd rather not press charges. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.